We have to do a lot more. And we got to start with Donald Trump.
What do you mean?
Well, he's got to be in there because he's going to go after the traffickers.
Do you think he understands that?
We were with him last night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Minister, yes.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be moved to do this, do something. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't here last night.
This is the new Moses. I mean, I'm still Jesus, but he's the new Moses.
Thank you all very much. It was incredible. Jim, that was unbelievable. What a job. Possibility. I mean, you made this the hottest movie anywhere in the world, so I think maybe becoming the president of Mexico by comparison, right? So I just want to thank you all. That was unbelievable acting, and Tim, what a job you did. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. It's something that I'm not sure if you're supposed to enjoy or learn. It's a combination, but that was a great movie. And I now understand why it's doing so well. And so I hope everybody had a fantastic time. I did. It's an incredible inspiration. And you guys are something very special. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here. Come back anytime.
Come on in. Go inside.
An invitation into Donald Trump's world. Footage from 1992, found in the NBC archives, shows the future president welcoming Jeffrey Epstein to his Mar-a-Lago estate. The get-together more than a decade before Epstein pleaded guilty to prostitution charges in Florida. Both men are seen enjoying themselves, Trump pointing out women dancing in front of them. An apparently friendly encounter with a man the president is now looking to distance himself from.
Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. And I know you've talked in the past about Prince Andrew, and you've criticized Bill Clinton's behavior. I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well, whatever it is. I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
Donald Trump loves a beauty pageant, and by his own admission, he was no stranger backstage while owning parts of three different pageants for nearly two decades.
Standing there with no clothes. Is everybody okay? And you see these incredible-looking women, and so I sort of get away with things like that.
In 2001, Tasha Dixon was Miss Arizona, competing in the Miss USA pageant. She experienced this kind of awkward moment firsthand.
Our first introduction to him was when we were at the dress rehearsal and half naked changing into our bikinis.
Dixon was 18 at the time and says watching Trump storm into a dressing room was shocking.
To have the owner come waltzing in when we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position, and then to have the pressure of the people that work for him telling us to go fawn all over him, go walk up to him, talk to him, get his attention. Who do you complain to? He owns the pageant. So there's no one to complain to. Everyone there works for him.
In 2005, 4 years later, Donald Trump bragged to Howard Stern about what he could get away with since he owned the pageants. The conversation uncovered by CNN's K-File.
I'll go backstage before a show.
Yes.
And everyone's getting dressed and ready and everything else. And, you know, no men are anywhere. and I'm allowed to go in because I'm the owner of the pageant, and therefore I'm inspecting it.
They're like
everything
a doctor.
Is good.
Later in that same show, Trump is asked if he'd ever had sex with Miss USA or Miss Universe contestants.
Never comment on things like that.
You know, give us the first letter of the country you had sex with.
How many letters are there?
Moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Pull the hell.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
Thank you all very much. That was incredible. Jim, that was unbelievable. What a job.
We have to do a lot more. And we got to start with Donald Trump.
What do you mean?
Well, he's got to be in there because he's going to go after the traffickers.
Do you think...
Hehehehe